Yisachar Zavon and Partnerships. The Mitzvah Shem today will give a bit of an introduction, and then in further installments we'll discuss the practical way it's done. So what's the idea of Yisachar Zavon and Partnership? So the idea is that you have one party who supplies the money, they work and they supply the money, and the other party is supported and they learn the Torah essentially for both of them. What's the makor of such an idea? It's between the Shvatim of Yisachar and Zavonim. At the end of Yaakov Avinu's life, he gave brachas to all the sons, and he spoke about Yisachar and Zavonim. And if you look in Rashi in Bereishis Perek Yutes, Sukim Yud Gimel through Tesvav, Rashi basically speaks out that Zavonim would live near the ports where all the ships were docked with their cargo, and from this place, he would be involved in business, providing financial support for the Shevet Yisachar, who learned Torah full-time. And you also find later on in Devarim, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yuches, that the Pasuk says that Smach Zavulun B'tisecha V'Yisachar Bo'alecha, that Zavulun, Rashi explains, Zavulun went out to do business while Yisachar sat and learned Torah, and they both had bracha of great financial abundance. That's what Rashi speaks out over there. And the Yaakov Shemoni speaks out, what's the idea of Smach Zavulun B'tisecha? He speaks out that even though Zavulun will be working hard in business, spending hours and hours with the ships, at the docks, etc., etc., we had reason to be in a state of simcha. Smach Zavulun, it says. So Chazal tells us as well that the partnership between Yisachar and Zavulun was both in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba. So it comes out these Pesukim are giving tremendous honor to Zavulun. Even before Yisachar, Smach Zavulun B'tisecha V'Yisachar Bo'alecha was Peshat. So the idea is because Zavulun was supporting Torah. And the Chavetz Chaim explains the concept in Shem Olam, he explains the concept of Yisachar Zavulun relationship at length. And he explains that, you know, there's many people, they're so involved in their work that they find it difficult to cut back and set aside time for significant Torah learning. But he says they shouldn't be deterred and they should set up a Yisachar Zavulun relationship. And Reb Moshe Feinstein talks about this relationship in Yerideya, Chelik Dalad Simon Lamed Zayin, and he writes that the Zavulun part of the relationship, the one who's providing the financial support, he says he also, just like Yisachar needs to have a highly developed appreciation of Torah learning, so too Zavulun also needs to have that highly developed appreciation. And that should be Zavulun's kavana in the agreement. It's not just a matter of, you know, giving tzedakah for someone. Of course, that's what it is. But that's not just what it is. It's got to be that it's an agreement. It's mamish like a proper partnership. That they both have the same appreciation. And one's providing one part, another one's providing the other. But they've both got the same level of appreciation, or at least a very highly developed appreciation of Torah. Ramosha also speaks out that although Zavulun is going to be going into this partnership, that does not pater him from his own chiyuv to learn Torah. He says not pater from the mitzvah of learning. And he still needs to learn Torah. And Chavetz Chaim speaks out in Shem Olam, what sort of Torah does he need to learn? He still needs to know practical halacha. And he still needs to have a set aside time to learn every day. Mitzvah Shem, next time we'll start discussing the various partnership options available for setting one up and how formal the partnership needs to be.